goddamn right. I just quit the pills to pay my bills. All I do is cry. That doctor said it's one in a million. I'd make it to 35. I'm still shit kicking to Texas with my California lines. I've been living in hell so long. What's this talk about H-E-B-I-N? Can you let me in? I won't break nothing. Oh, I'm high on pride, I'm short on faith. Breaking my back just to save my face. That whiskey spilled all over the place. No, I don't need fixing, so I don't need hallelujahs. Holy rollers, save your grace. I just need lots of love. Open up them pearly gates. Well, if I ain't good at everything I do, then I guess I don't need to do anything at all.
We just heard from the album Neon Cross, Livin', Jamie Wyatt. On the line with me right now is Heather Valley. It's the Americana Cool with Heather Valley here on Steel City Music. What's the next song and artist that we have coming up?
Okay, so the next one we've got is an artist that our audience might have heard of, but I don't know if they have heard of him through music or acting. So this guy's name is Ryan Bingham. He was born in New Mexico, but he grew up primarily in Texas. And like most of these figures in the Roots and Americana world, he has this super interesting backstory. So he dropped out of high school. When he was about 16, he joined a traveling rodeo as a bull rider. And his mom just randomly gave him a guitar. So he taught himself how to play guitar on this random guitar his mother gifted to him, and then he would play for his friends after these rodeo competitions. One day he found himself in this lonely, dusty barroom, and he got up on stage and started playing some of these songs that he had written for friends. And it just so happened that one of the guys in the Black Crowes was in this handful of people that happened to be in the bar at the same time. That led him to get his first record deal with a label called Lost Highways, and he's been making music since 2007. In the last few years, though, he tried his hand at acting, and he became an actor on the Amazon Prime series Yellowstone. He plays a character called Walker, who is an itinerant farmhand, which is kind of fun.
Are you kidding me?
Do you know who this is?
Yeah, I just started getting into that the other day. Yeah, I'm like, wow, that's it. This guy. I didn't even connect it. That's crazy.
Yeah, that guy. And he's got something insane. Like, he's got almost a million monthly listeners on Spotify. His biggest song, South Side of Heaven, has like some crazy number of streams.
Right.
He's won Grammy Awards for songs that he's written for major motion pictures and that kind of thing. So he's a really well-respected singer-songwriter and Americana artist with this gravelly lived-in voice. It's so distinctive.
You know what you're doing right now for me personally? I am like inspired to learn. You are inspiring me to learn again. Like, like when you tell me something, sometimes like that, I just had like an awakening here. I'm like, should I go sit in the yard and just be a potato head, or should I just start reading again? You're going to make me read, lady. I'm going to be reading up all about this guy. Okay, I'm sorry. I just had to say that to you. That's a great pick.
I am so touched.
That's amazing.
So I just fell in love with this guy's music. It randomly came on a playlist that I was listening to, and I was struck by his voice. And so I started listening to his stuff, and then I found this song that I wanted to highlight today on Americana Cool. So this is a song called Wolves. It was released in 2018, and it was premiered on Rolling Stone. So this guy's on the radars of all of like the big tastemakers in the States. And really, it's about growing up, having been bullied, and wanting to tell your younger self to hold on and be strong because it's going to get better. And the song is just absolutely gorgeous. And when the second acoustic guitar comes in with this really simple, beautiful lead line, I just knew that I was on the hook. Like, he got me with this one. So I wanted to share it with everybody today.
Awesome. So why don't we spin that right now? Here's Ryan Bingham with the track Wolves, taken from his album American Love Song from the Americana Cool with Heather Valley here on Steel City Music.
How the moon will cry, sleep the sun away. I was just a child, I knew I was afraid. There was nothing to gain, I found the run and the earth.
kind of cool with the Heather Valley here on Steel City Music. What is the third track? And I'm getting kind of excited because I think I'm going to learn something. So I'm just going to shut up. Go.
Okay, so the third track that we have to feature today on our first episode of Americana Cool with Heather Valley is a song that came out last year. So this is a track by an artist named Arlo McKinley. And Arlo is a Cincinnati boy. He grew up singing in his parents' church, which I think is a fairly common story for a lot of people who are musicians based out of the United States. An interesting detail about him, though, is that he was the last artist signed by Oh Boy, which is John Prine's record label, before John Prine passed away. So Arlo had a major hit in this song that we're going to play for you. It's called Die Midwestern. I spent quite a bit of time in Cincinnati myself in 2018, and when I first heard this song, which makes reference to another Cincinnati Saturday night, it just made me think of the friends that I met there, because the thing about Cincinnati is it's like a bigger Hamilton. It is Rust Belt. It was known as the Queen of America, you know, when big cities had those nicknames back in like the 1800s and so on. It was very heavily focused on, essentially production. And being right on the Ohio River, it had access for shipments of whatever they were producing there. And so now we have this world of like a mixture of blue collar and artists, a mixture of falling down buildings and gentrification, this really interesting space and a very distinctive culture that is, I think, appreciated by the people in Cincy more than anyone on the outside. And you have to spend some time there to really get it, you know, including their spaghetti chili combination, which you really have to try to appreciate, I'd say.
Okay. All right. You know what? When you say that, how do I make, what do I do? Just get a can of spaghetti and then a can of chili? This is what I do? I don't want, what do we do?
I don't think you want to try it yourself at home, you know, until you've tried the OG Skyline.
Okay.
Which is kind of like, it's like a McDonald's for chili spaghetti. But it's this thing where everyone who is from Cincinnati, who I met, desperately wants to leave, but when they're gone, they miss it. And I think that it's perfectly represented in the Skyline chili spaghetti.
All right, fine. I'm going to be Googling that later. It'll probably just be me eating it and not the wife, because she'll hate me for making her try that. So, yeah, I'm down. That's awesome, pal.
So, you know, I'm just thinking, like, maybe I've set the stage a little bit so that you can picture this, like, really odd mixture of, you know, old and new and culture clashes that Cincinnati represents right now. And that is the world that this song comes out of. It's got its connections to Nashville, which is about 4 hours away, through John Prine. And this is Arlo McKinley, who, if you haven't heard him yet, this is a great song to introduce you. Fantastic song called Die Midwestern.
Nothing left to say and nothing to do. This house is lonely now, I'm here without you. So I sit and I wait for the sun. The streets are crowded and the lights are so bright. Another Cincinnati Saturday night, and I hate what that has. Around will surely expire as our dreams.
about us, I think. She belongs where I stand. And I've been thinking that I should go. But if I don't
Gunner here on Steel City Music with my special guest Heather Valley, and we've been spinning some Americana music for you, courtesy of Heather Valley. You can check it out on Spotify. She was nice enough to make a list of 9 songs, and it's called Americana Cool with Heather Valley. The next artist that we are going to feature, who is it?
Okay, so this next artist is also out of the current Nashville scene. So at the very top of the hour, we were talking about my girl crush, Jamie Wyatt,
right,
who is just this incredible outlaw country goddess with this incredible voice. Emily Nenny exists in that world, but she's a bit more in the realm of honky tonk than in like hardcore outlaw country. Emily is originally from the Bay Area, so she's originally a California girl. She's relocated to Nashville, and I believe she just completed recording a new album somewhere in like Montana or Nevada. I can't recall exactly. But last summer, she put out this really fantastic 5-song EP called The Long Game. And a friend of mine who is kind of between the New York and Nashville music scenes turned me on to it and said, you know, it's absolutely fantastic. You have to give this a chance. I couldn't stop listening to it all summer. So I thought it would be cool to introduce it to our listeners by spinning the title track Long Game, in which Emily talks about her dreams for a future that she hopes eventually to have.
Perfect. Well, let's hear it right now. Long Game from Emily Nenny. Here on Steel City Music.
Justify it. No, I ain't worried.
if you're just tuning in, of course, I'm chatting with my friend Heather Valley, singer-songwriter here out of Hamilton, Ontario, and she's been introducing myself and others with the song she's picked for Americana Cool with Heather Valley. You can find that on Spotify. And the next artist, if is it going to be Sarah Shook? Can I start this?
Totally.
Just tell you really quickly. Okay, so here's the deal on this. About 2018, my buddy Tyler and I decided to redo Steel City Music. Well, just started up again because we haven't done it in like 7 or 8 years, blah, 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 blah. And I was just coming back from the East Coast of Canada and we just started up the podcast again. And we would talk about music, you know, this, that, whatever, what was going on in Hamilton. And one of the artists that he really enjoyed, and I'm not entirely sure, I have to check the archives, but I may have interviewed this person, Sarah Shook.
Oh my gosh, really? Yeah. That's awesome.
But and she played in Toronto, and Tyler had been going to see her for quite some time. So he turned me on to Sarah Shook back in like 2018. So this is, you know, this is so weird that you put her on the list. And she is amazing, by the way.
Oh my gosh, just a fantastic artist. You know, a very distinctive voice as well. I would put her in the same world as a Ryan Bingham, or as a Ben Nichols from Lucero, who we're going to hear about later on.
Right.
She is, you know, when you're listening to a Sarah Shook song, you know it's Sarah Shook. There's no like, could this potentially be her?
Yeah. And to Tyler's credit and to my discredit, when he first started telling me about this, I was kind of like, well, because Tyler, I don't know if you know Tyler McIntyre. Tyler is into like all kinds of music, but he likes he turned me on to White Reaper. But when he said Sarah Shook, I'm like going, is this going to be one of these pop country 80s sounding artists? And he's like, no, man, uh-uh. And then when I listened to it, I was like, oh, this is like, you know, old school lyrics, old school country. And I was kind of taken back for a bit, but it's Tyler, right? So, I mean, that's Tyler listens to all kinds of music, but to my own discredit, I kind of pigeonholed her just even before I heard it, right? So that's always been the biggest thing about when you talk about Americana music with people and they're like, well, is it country? It's like, well, yeah, it's like when you start, you're like going, yeah, it's old country, but it's also, you can hear the influences of folk and storytelling, and there's also this thing of loss that seems to be a running theme in some of the Americana songs that you hear. So that's why I always go, it's more of like an older country vibe to me, right? When I say old country, I mean like, I'm talking like, you know, 40s, 50s, that kind of style. But that's how I interpret it. Do you know what I'm saying? Right.
Oh, I know what you're saying. And I battle with this, especially in Canada, because, you know, people will see a photo of me with a cowboy hat on and then they'll hear me play and they'll be like, oh, I wasn't expecting this. I was expecting this to be like pop country.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, I'm a bit...
pop country. I think it's good. I mean, a lot of people enjoy it. You know, there's some of the stuff that I like, but there is this thing where about Americana where it's just like, it's like you just said, here you are in a hat and you're putting your music out and you're looking at a style that goes with the music that you're creating, and people are expecting all of a sudden it's just like Shania Twain something coming out of you. It's like, no, that's, there's no boot scootin' boogie with this track. I'll tell you that right now.
Right. And that's kind of the interesting thing about Americana in general, because it is such a broad umbrella that it covers that it's almost impossible to really say, like, you know, these are the distinguishing features. Sure, it could capture country. It can capture honky tonk. It can capture the outlaw scene. But it also captures alt country, blues elements, gospel elements, you know, the Memphis sound, singer-songwriter, as you said, folk. It's like, you don't know it until you hear it, and then the things that could be encapsulated by it may not seem like they relate until you see them side by side. It's just so bizarre and so cool, and I love it.
And that's why I always think it's important to give certain styles of music a chance, because when someone says, "Oh, I don't listen to country," it's like, "Oh, do you like Towns Van Zandt?" Yeah, okay. Well, this is Americana's Towns Van Zandt. Like, oh, well, I don't, well, okay. It's like, yeah, there you go. See, it's you just didn't know, right? So artists that sound similar that are now, you go, oh, okay, yeah, I can find a connection, that sort of thing. But back to Sarah Shook, Fantastic. So glad you picked her.
Oh, I'm so happy. So, you know, Sarah is a part of another movement that exists within country, which is really like a shift towards sobriety, because like you said, a lot of the people who count themselves within this genre area or these collected genre areas are people who have really experienced deep loss in their lives. And there can be a very distinctive struggle between trying to tolerate what you have experienced in terms of loss and not losing yourself more through drugs and alcohol and these types of things. So Sarah is sober, so is Jamie Wyatt, so are big stars like Jason Isbell, and they're showing people that you can still really make a dent and be successful in this world, and be sober and be in possession of yourself if that's something that sometimes trips you up,
right.
You know? So I thought that to kind of pay homage to this, I would pick her song Dwight Yoakam from her most recent album Sidelong and share that with everybody today.
I'm drinking water tonight 'cause I drank all the whiskey this morning. Drank the whiskey this morning 'cause my baby, she ain't gone.
Song that's up on the Americana Coup with Heather Valley here on Steel City Music is
Okay, I'm so excited about this one. This is Stranger by a band out of West Virginia called Hello June. And I have a little bit of a story to go along with this one. Are you ready for this?
Go ahead.
Okay, so first, I want to tell our listeners, this kind of dovetails with the description of Americana that Gunnar and I were trying to kind of grasp in our last discussion segment before the last song. Because this is a song that you might listen to and wonder, you know, how does this quite fit in Americana? Because it has some indie lo-fi, like electric guitar vibes. And that is sort of a signature of Hello June. It's like this combination of late 90s indie shoegaze with Americana themes. The reason that I found out about Hello June is that a few years ago, I was down in the States. I actually went down to Cleveland to the Beachland Ballroom to see my friends in Magnolia Electric Company, which was one of Jason Molina's bands, play a concert in homage to him. They were doing a little bit of a memorial tour after he had passed away a few years before. So I go down to this show in Cleveland, and it just so happens that Justin Townes Earl was playing in the room right beside us. So I got to see him, but I didn't get to see him, you know? So rest in peace to Justin. I'm sure we'll cover him on a future episode. And while I was there, a buddy of mine basically said, like, have you ever been to West Virginia? Because it's so important to Jason's music. One of his albums, every single song actually makes reference to different locations in West Virginia. And I told my friend John, no, I hadn't been down there. I hadn't quite made it to West Virginia before. And the band, Magnolia Electric Co., they were going to be playing their next show there the next day. So John convinced me, and I was like, all right, I'll meet you down there. And I went down to West Virginia for the first time to this really cool little college town called Morgantown, which is in pretty much like the northwestern portion of the state. So I get there, it is sticky and hot and ridiculous. It's the South, you know, starting to become the South anyway. And the event that night was a tribute night to Jason Molina. So all of these really well-known and respected acts from Morgantown and West Virginia in general were contributing short sets and covers, and then Magnolia was playing a full set afterward. And Hello June was one of the bands. So Hello June to Morgantown is like Ellis or Basement Revolver or the Dirty Nil to Hamilton. They are this beloved band that came up through the scene and has a ton of respect and just, you know, is really supported by college and community radio and is starting to set their sights on kind of a wider stage beyond West Virginia. So I told Sarah Rudy, who is the lead singer, that I wanted to feature one of her songs, and specifically Stranger, and I asked her if she could give us some insight. So this is directly from the author and the lead singer of Hello June. On the song we're about to play, you guys, I wrote Stranger pretty quickly over the course of a few days. I was traveling so much at the time, driving back and forth from West Virginia and Philly where I was working. So I was exhausted and feeling like I didn't really have a home base. And I was trying to get past my head on a relationship I wasn't wanting to let go of. I was feeling like a pawn in a game in a lot of ways, work and relationships both. I had recently lost my father, and that loss was complex and deep, and some imagery in the song comes from my experiences around that. In a lot of ways, the song is reflecting on my preset in relation to that loss, pleading with myself to not turn a lot of those feelings into things I'd regret.
They couldn't worry about kindness. Thank you.
right, the next artist up is Jason Molina and Will Johnson. And I know Jason Molina is dear to your heart. Tell us about this track.
Okay, so you know how much Jason Molina means to me. He is my biggest influence. And I thought, if I'm going to be doing a recurring segment with you, the very first playlist has to have something that's associated with Jason.
Yeah.
So I decided to pick this song because it allows us to highlight two really well-respected artists within the Americana world, one no longer with us, that being Jason, but one who is still with us, still producing, making incredible art, and has just released his first book too, and that's Will Johnson. So Will Johnson is a native of Denton, Texas. That's where he's based now. Jason Molina, of course, was born in Northern Ohio and was based between Ohio and Indiana for most of his career. The two of them came together in 2009, down in Texas at Will's kind of home studio, and wrote a record together over the course of a week or two. This record was just simply titled Molina and Johnson, and the song that I wanted to highlight for our audience today is the first track on that record, 20 Cycles to the Ground, which you never know for certain what the subject matter of a song is about, but a lot of fans surmise that this is about taking a motorcycle ride with someone that you care about, like a father figure or something to that effect. So this song primarily features Will Johnson's vocals. That's who you're going to hear in the foreground. And then doing backup vocals and harmony, you'll hear Jason's voice. This was the last release that came out before Jason was no longer active in music due to addiction issues. So it's kind of a wistful and happy feel, and I think that comes across in this song.
Okay, here's 20 Cycles to the Ground from Jason Molina and Will Johnson on the Americana Crew with the Heather Valley on Steel City Music.
Cut across Constrictor to the Tallahassee Flame, and don't you get forgotten before Florence pops your way. Yellow pine and liquid, we were ridden for the ride, so I hid between your shoulders most every other
thank you.
Okay, Heather, what's the next track that you have lined up?
So I want to go back to Morgantown, West Virginia, where we met Hello June, and I want to introduce you guys to another artist out of Morgantown whose name is William Matheny. He is up and coming in the American scene, definitely an underground artist to those of us up here in Canada. The song that we're going to feature today is called Living Half to Death, and this is probably his best known song. He's got a fan group on Facebook that's been named after this song, so it's very well loved, and there's a great music video, so if you like it, go check that out. This song is from his album Strange Constellations. You'll hear that it has a really upbeat kind of classic rock feel to it, but it's got some kind of dark Americana style lyrics. So if you like Tom Petty or if you like Joel Plaskett, you might find both of them reflected in William Matheny and enjoy his music. So this is his song, Living Half to Death.
I used to live in an apartment. It was just me and the bugs. I filled my ears with loud music, and my mind was soft drugs. I was crawling through the seconds, while I was racing through the years. I was abusing all my friendships, and I was drinking all their beer. I used to say that I was sorry, but I should have saved my breath, 'cause I was sorry for nothing when I was living half to death. Go out to parties, stand in the kitchen and stuff. Man, I could talk until the morning, but I'd never say very much. I used to rave about insight, but I should have kept this to myself, 'cause I understood nothing when I was living half to
track from the Americana Coup with Heather Valley. Heather, what do you got lined up?
Okay, so our last song of the hour is probably my favorite active band in the roots world right now. This is a band called Lucero. They are the beloved sons of Memphis, Tennessee. I want to share a standalone single that they put out last fall. It just encapsulates everything great about this band. You know, their songs are about hard living, working, a life in music, American culture, and love. This one is no exception. It's just truly full of soul. And I really love how their lead singer, Ben Nichols, laughs when he sings, "I can tip the bartender tonight, tomorrow I'll pay my tab." So, you know, working as I do with the Casbah, I can feel that sentiment.
Right. Okay.
That whittled down to nothing.
Hey man, thanks for everything. And we can do another one of these?
Oh, I would love to. This was so much fun.
Okay, awesome, pal. Americana Coup with Heather Valley. Check it out on Spotify as a list. And also go on Facebook and check out Heather Valley Music. And go look at some of her music and go buy some. Because that's how musicians make a living. It's not working for free, right?
Well, you know, I would deeply appreciate anybody who wants to support my art or any of the artists that we've highlighted today. And I also wanted to just give you guys a tip off. If anybody is interested in learning more about queer country, please check out Karen and the Sorrows, who we will be featuring on a episode later on in this series. Karen, you can find her on Instagram, K and the Sorrows. And she is a host of a program called Queer Country Quarterly and is really deeply connected in that scene. So if you want to learn more about it, that's a great place to start.
Cool. Thanks, Heather.
You're so welcome, Gunnar. And until next time.
You're listening to C101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
You're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunnar. In this episode, the album from 1965, the full album, Jackson C. Frank, I'm going to spin for you. I discovered this, fond on the music hole, music well, and it's amazing. And I know my dad had this album at one time back in the day. So I'm going to play his entire album plus a clip from Buffalo News Station as well that did a story on it. SteelCityMusic.ca for the track listings.
Drinking, baby, you are on my mind.
It's a story of tremendous talent, fueled by incredible tragedy.
When I ain't sleeping, mama.
Jackson C. Frank was born in Buffalo, March 2nd, 1943. But his fate was sealed the morning of March 31st, 1954. He was only 11 years old. An explosion ignited a wall of fire that consumed the old wooden annex at Cleveland Hill School in Cheektowaga, nearly wiping out a sixth grade music class in session at the time. 15 of his classmates died. Jackson suffered severe burns covering more than 50% of his body. Among the dead, Jackson's sixth grade sweetheart, Marlene DuPont, the muse for one of his most haunting songs.
And though the fire had burned her life out, left me little more. I'm a crippled singer, and it evens up the score.
For the remainder of Jackson's life, the musician would be plagued by pain, both physical and emotional.
He had his brief moment in the sun, but the rest of his life was a real struggle, all because of the fire and its after effects.
Jim Abbott, a friend and fan, chronicled Jackson's story in his book, Jackson C. Frank, The Clear Hard Light of Genius.
Well, we might not have any of his music if it hadn't been for the fire.
As Jackson fought to recover, the gift of an acoustic guitar from a teacher would change the course of his life and the folk music scene. His musical journey, in addition to a settlement from the fire, took Jackson to London at the height of the swinging 60s.
Living is a gamble, baby. Loving's much the same.
It's also where he would cross paths wherever with Paul Simon, a pivotal influence on Jackson's one and only album, released in 1965. But bouts of crippling anxiety often made a typical recording session drag on for hours, even days.
He blew the money. By the time he got done in England, a year later, he was gone. All of it.
I want to be alone.
Soon Jackson was back in the U.S. and things didn't get any easier. Marked by the death of his young son and a failed marriage, life was taking its toll.
I don't know if I believe in curses exactly, but he sure was in the wrong place at the wrong time an awful lot of times.
The remainder of Jackson's life would be clouded with chronic health problems linked to obesity and depression and a stray bullet that blinded the singer in one eye. Jackson died in 1999, his music nearly forgotten, until fans stepped in.
In 2015, he was finally voted into the Buffalo Music Hall of Fame, which is a real big deal because that's the first time any institution or governing body or anything in this country recognized him.
Wherever I have played the blues, never run the game.
Greg Hennessy, local musician and longtime fan, performed Frank's most famous song, Blues Run the Game, during the induction.
The lyrics are timeless, and the melodies too. When they hear his music, they're just like, they're drawn to it, and I think that's the specialness of, from the Buffalo Music Hall of Fame standpoint, that he just touched so many people with his music.
His legacy is one of genius and innovation, but his life, marred by tragedy and pain.
So wherever I have played the blues, have run the game.
I would like him to be remembered as a talented and kind man who didn't get a whole lot of breaks in life. He was damn good.
Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues are all the same. So Send out for whiskey, baby. Send out for gin. Me and room service, honey. Me and room service, babe. Me and room service. Well, we're living a life of sin. Drinking, baby, you are on my mind. When I'm not sleeping, honey. When I ain't sleeping, mama. When I'm not sleeping, you know you'll find me crying. Try another city, baby. Another town, wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues come following down. Living is a gamble, baby.